各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Peace be with you all, my dear brothers and sisters.
感谢主耶稣的爱。
And thank God for His love.
七月一号到我们加拿大来协助工作。
That we came here on 1st of July to assist the Canadian Holy Work.
那很快就将近三个月了。
And it's very quickly, it's 3 months up.
晚上就要跟大家说再见。
And tonight will be my good night, goodbye to you all.
总要讲一些祝福的话。
And of course, I have to say words of blessing.
愿你们都喜乐。
And may joy be with you all.
我们先看哥林多后书第十三章。
Let us turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 13.
哥林多后书十三章
Second Corinthians chapter 13
第十一节
Second Corinthians chapter 13 verse 11
我还有未了的话愿弟兄们都喜乐要做完全人要受安慰要同心合意要彼此和睦如此仁爱和平的神必常与你们同在保罗这里说还有未了的话要说
Here Paul reminds that there are words still has to be spoken
要紧的就是求主耶稣来赐福给我们大家
And most importantly of course asking God to bless us all
保罗这里说愿弟兄们都喜乐
And here Paul say may all of you have peace
因为我们生活在这世上是充满着劳苦愁烦的日子
Because in this world we toil and labor and in hardship
一生的日子所经历的都是极重的劳苦
And at the end of our life we have toil and labor
尤其这几年来因为生活环境的改变
ButBecause of the lifestyle changes,
竞争力越来越厉害
and competitions are very fierce.
我们所承受的压力也越来越大
and all the more we have more challenges.
如果在压力上我们没有把它做适当的疏解。
And therefore, we will have burdens. If we're not able to disperse those burdens upon our shoulder,
这压力会影响到我们的生理。
Then this will affect our life.
很多疾病都是从压力来的。
Many sickness came from a burden.
压力会使我们的内分泌失调。
Burden will make our health in a chaotic situation.
内分泌的失调会影响到我们的免疫力。
什么免疫力？
免疫力就是对抗外来侵略的这些病毒。
Then our resistant to viruses will be lessened.
那我们免疫力减弱了，那病毒就容易侵入到我们的这个身体里面。
Once our antibody is reduced, then the viruses or bacteria will be able to enter into our body.
很多疾病就这样产生出来。
Many sicknesses came from this.
那压力不止影响到我们身体的这个生理机能。
Not only burden will affect our health.
压力也会影响到我们的心理健康。
It will affect our mentality.
因为压力如果没有得到适当的疏解
，If we did not disperse the burden on us from us，
让我们会变得很忧愁。
Then we will be very a person with lots of worries.
不知道 该怎么去面对，怎么样活下去。
And we would not able to face the days of our life.
就影响到我们的心理健康。
And consequently, it will affect our health.
很多忧郁症就这样产生出来。
And this is how depression came about.
一开始睡眠不好。
It may be started from sleepless night.
那失眠再严重啊，就会变成忧郁症、躁郁症。
But if you did not get much sleep and gradually you will suffer from insomnia,
心里会急躁。
Then you will have anxiety.
不但自己受苦，也会破坏了人与人之间的这个人际关系、人际的和谐。
Not only you suffer.But also, the relationships with friends, people around you, will also suffer.
虽难怪呀，保罗在这里呀，对信徒说：“愿你们都喜乐。”
Here, Paul said, "May peace be with you all."
确实，我们如果能够心中常常喜乐
，if we have joy in our heart often.
那我们这个喜乐的心就是最好的良药了。
Then a happy heart would be a best medicine for you.
我们看箴言第十八章。
Let us turn to Proverbs chapter 18.
十四节。
Proverbs chapter 18 verse 14.
箴言第十八章第十四节。
Chapter 18 verse 14.
人有疾病心能忍耐，心灵忧伤，谁能承担呢？肉体的疾病，我们可以忍耐。
We can bear if our body is in sickness.
但是心灵的忧伤让我们承担不起。
But however, our spirit, when it's crushed, we cannot bear.
所以我们需要让我们的心灵能够感受到喜乐。
So we must allow our spirit to have joy.
所以人民都用尽各种办法要叫我们的心喜乐。
So man will encourage us with many methods to tell us to have joy in our heart.
所以有些人认为拼命赚钱最要紧。
And some people may have the idea of earning more money in their life.
有钱就不用为生活来忧虑了。
With money, they think they can have a good life and has no worries.
有的吃有的穿，我们就无所挂虑。
And with money, you're able to buy anything, and so therefore you would not have to worry.
那我们就能够过着喜乐的生活。
And you, in this manner, you will have a happy life.
但是不见得。
But is this the case?
虽然钱财很好。
No doubt, money is good.
所以我们常说钱财不是万能，但是没钱就万万不能了。
We may say money is not all things, but however, with money you can do things.
台湾很多卡奴为什么全家集体自杀，就是因为没有钱。
什么台湾的
卡奴，信用卡的刷过头了。
In Taiwan there are a lot of debtors with credit card and they committed suicide, ended up in committing suicide.
如果又碰到失业了。
And especially when they are unemployed.
那现实的问题怎么解决？
And they cannot face reality.
所以觉得钱不是万能，但是没有钱你就万万不能咯。
Certainly, money is not all things, but yet you cannot survive without money.
难怪我们华人过年一见面就要恭喜发财。
No wonder we Asians, during the New Year time,We would greet each other with a Happy New Year and may prosperity be with you.
小朋友更喜欢过年了。
Children love Chinese and the New Year.
恭喜发财，就等着红包拿来。
Especially when it's the children, they were expecting money, red pocket money, pocket money.
难怪我们说见钱呐、啊，眼开了。
When they see money, they will open their eyes.
看到眼前，看到有钱呐、啊，眼睛就明亮了，心中就高兴了。
Money will enlighten their eyes, and that will enable them to be happy.
但是有一点很遗憾的。
But unfortunately, there is something that could be wrong.
要多少钱才算有钱？
How much money do we consider as enough?
以前台湾穷苦的时候，出门走路。
In the ancient time, when the people when they go out in traveling,
看人家骑脚踏车，哇，好舒服哦。
We would look at people cycling and think that it is a luxurious item.
拼命赚钱。
So they would go and earn money.
买到一部脚踏车了。
So that they can have the money to buy a bicycle.
哇，高兴得不得了。
And then that would be then they would be very happy with the bicycle.
但是高兴不了几天。
But however, they may be happy for a few days only.
就不再高兴了。
Then they lost the happiness.
为什么？
Why is this a case like this?
骑脚踏车，有时候上坡啊，有时候遇到风大风，哇，都骑不动啊。
Because with a bicycle, when you encounter strong winds. Going uphill, you don't have that strength to do so.
不是，脚踏车不够，要机车。
And consequently, that is not good enough, and we want cars.
哇，如果有机车，哎，油一吹，砰就跑了。哇，不要踏得脚酸了。
Oh.Motorcycle maybe. Then they would hope to buy a motorcycle and you do not have to paddle.
哇，骑着摩托车，哇，到处兜风啊，非常啊，威风。
And with a motorbike, you be very proud riding on it.
一段时间又不行了。
Then after a while, you may not be satisfied.
哇，出大太阳，晒得要死。冬天冷得要命
and when the sun comes out up it is too hot and when the winter comes it's too cold
碰到刮风下雨哇全身湿透了
and when you encounter bad weather you may get wet
哎有一部汽车来开多好
and then you would hope for a car
哎不怕刮风啊下雨
And you would not worry about the weather, rain or hot.
还可以开冷气，还可以开暖气，多舒服。
And you can enjoy the heater or the air conditioning, and it will give you comfort.
但是要钱呢。
But however, all this costs money.
有钱就最好了。
So money, is all things.
哎，拼命赚钱。
So therefore, you go. So you pursue for money.
买了车了。
And then you ended up with a car.
很高兴。
And you are very happy.
过几天就不高兴了。
But however, after a few days, your happiness is gone.
为什么？
Then why is this so?
你开什么车？
People begin to ask, what car are you driving?
在台湾啊，就国产的裕隆，乳龙啊，我开裕隆的。裕隆，一种国民车。
So you may be driving a brand car.
Huh?
It's quite famous.
This quite 主流啊
Then the people start to compare with brands.
为什么裕隆就裕隆就裕隆啊主流啊
Then they would compare name brands.
那你开什么车
Then they start to say ask what car.Are you driving?
我开 Big U.
什么是 Big U?
Big. 别克
Mercedes-Benz. No. Buick. Buick
屁股哦，你开屁股的啊？
嗯，
啊，那你呢？我开Toyota。哦，你开那个Toyota。
So I'm driving Buick and you're driving a Toyota。
哇，他呢？我开面子。哦。
And then the next person could be driving a Mercedes Benz。
你面子真大。
And so, you're quite rich。
哎。比车总再来的比能事，你开几年的？哎呦，哎呀，那个太旧了。现在2008年的都出来了，你还开那个2005年的，太旧了。
Now, after they compare with brands, they would compare, how old is your car? The newer your car, the better it is.
比来比去，永远呐不能满足哎。
So you will ended up comparing with one another and try to compete with another, and you will never be satisfied.
所以我们台湾现在说。九族文化有九族，那现在又多了一族，
是什么？
叫不满族。
嗯，那好，
就三地有九个民族哈，
哎，
那现在要多一个不满族出来。
People are very uncontented.
所以我们要做感谢主，不要做不满足。
So we must become contented in our life, and don't be uncontented.
啊，传道书第四章啊第六节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 4:6.
满了一把得享安静。
哎呦，对不起啊。
第四章第六节哈。
Better one handful with tranquility than two handful with toil.
哎，强如满了两把，劳碌捕风。
And that would chasing after the wind.
人没有办法知足哎。
Man can never be satisfied.
你钱再多也觉得不够。
No matter how much money you have, you will never be contented.
哎。其实他一辈子都花不完了、啊、还觉得不够，还拼命赚钱呢，还要钱。
Actually, the money that he had in his bank can last him a whole lifetime, but yet he still pursue for more money.
所以想要满两把。
So therefore he wants two.
结果为了要满两把，就劳碌捕风啊，拼命啊。
So therefore, in order to have two handful, and therefore he go chasing after the wind.
哎，到头来呢，还是归于虚空。
Because in the end, it will be all in vanity.
哎，所以我们呐、啊，要当财主，自己真的做钱财的主人，而不要啊，这个财主不要变作财奴。
So we must be a steward of money, become a slave of money.
钱财确实很好啊。
Wealth is good.
需要，活着就需要财物啊。
We need wealth to be alive.
因为我们需要生活啊。
Because we need money to live.
但是如果我们不能满足，那钱财就，哎。真的他是做主，我们就变成财奴了，钱财的奴隶了。
So if we are not contented, then the money can become our master, and we ended up being their slave.
为了钱财自己啊就必须啊卖命。
In order to have money, we would sell out our soul.
来服侍钱财，变成钱财的奴仆。
To serve money and became a slave of money.
我们要真正的能够从钱财里面当主人。
We must be a master from our wealth.
一方面对钱财能够知足，一方面呢善用这些钱财做更有意义的工作。
And we must be content with this money we have, and also with the money we have, we must do meaningful good deeds.
所以钱财并没有让我们 带来真正的喜乐。
And so money does not really give us joy.
所以我们说呢，最近呢，哦，我们提过几次哈，这个香港那个富婆龚如心60岁死掉了。
So there was a very wealthy woman in Hong Kong, and she died recently.
留下了1000多亿的港币。
And she had left an inheritance of $1 billion Hong Kong dollars.
受了这个癌症折磨3年。
$100 billion.
有钱还舍不得花哎。
And she's a spendthrift.She's a spendthrift.
就因为有钱，先生被绑架了2次。
And because of money, her husband was being kidnapped for ransom twice.
或者就失踪了，生死不明了。
And eventually he vanished with no trace.
所以钱财并没有让我们得到真正的喜乐。
So money does not bring us real joy.
那我们说。有钱就有权
，and we say with money we have power。
有了钱财就想要得到势力。
With money comes with power。
得到地位
，you gain control。
因为一个有。钱又有权的人呢、觉得特别尊贵。
Because a man in such a position is well respected.
大家都非常羡慕。
Everybody adores him, admire him.
甚至呢，在台湾，在山地啊，一个连长都要竞选，选到连长，我是连长，就高兴得不得了。
And during elections, if you are elected as mayor, you'd be very, very proud. Mayor, right?
所以我们也提到，这个扫罗还没有做王的时候，虽然鹤立鸡群，高过人一头一个头。
And Saul, a soul, and Saul before he was anointed as king, He was a very
高过众人一个头。
He was a head taller than others.
撒母耳要告他做王，哇，他觉得不配，不行，我便雅悯族在以色列中算什么？躲在筒子里面不肯接受。
And when Saul wanted to anoint him as king.He was very humble, and he wouldn't want to accept this position, and he even hid himself.
撒母耳从筒子里面把他拉出来，告他为王。
And Saul has to drag him out of his hiding, and anoint him as king.
我当他做了王之后呢，就不一样了。
But after he became a king, his attitude changed.
因为他尝到了权力的滋味了。
Because now he has experienced the goodness of power.
大权在握，大家都要听我的。
That everything he controls everything and everybody has to listen to him.
哇，真的威风啊
！And therefore he's very very proud and great.
所以台湾政治界一句话说。换了座位就换了脑袋了。
We can say that he has a mental problem now.
扫罗当了王之后，想法完全就不一样了。
Because his thinking is so different after he became a king.
当跟哥利亚征战回来，大卫是最大的功劳。
David defeated Goliath, David should be credited with the most.
百姓就称赞他，大卫杀死万万，扫罗杀死千千。
the people would cheer for David that he killed, Saul killed a hundred and David killed thousands.
大卫就感到，哎呀。 我的位置在摇动了。And
from hearing this, Saul is beginning to wonder that his kingship is now being shaken.
他就生化了嫉妒的心出来。And
in his heart, he has now dwelt jealousy.
就想要杀大卫。And
he's planning to kill David.
骄傲就是魔鬼。Pride
belongs to Satan.
其实呢, 在位份很高的人不一定快乐。In
actual fact, people with status may not be happy.
有一位将军啊，他是上将，有一次他退休了，有一次跟他交谈的时候，他说：“真的，我们古人所说的绝对没有错，高处不胜寒。你地位越高，越没有真正的朋友。”
There was a general, a high-ranking officer. He shared with me that it is true, it is lonely up at the top.
好像你出门，大家都奉承你，哎，那都是表面呢。
But people, when you go out, people may greet you. It all superficially.
虚伪呢?
It's just showing off.
为了讨你喜欢。
And it's also in order to please you.
为了从你。 得到提息，得到好处，
and also they are all seeking benefit from you too.
哎，他说，地位越高，越没有真正的朋友。So
yeah, he said that when he was at the top, he couldn't find real friends.
尤其啊，他一下台，
especially when he stepped down from his post.
以前的威风都没有了。And
all his glory seems to be disappeared.
所以啊，他很感叹说：“人在人情在，人亡人情亡。人在的时候啊，哎，大家看你面子，哎，你既然不在位上了，哎，可能碰见了，都装着看不见你了。”
So when he was in positions, everybody seems to admire him or to know him, but as soon as he stepped down, everybody seems to care less about him. Galatians chapter 5 verse 26. It tells us that we should not seek for vain glory.
世上这些地位名分不过一个虚名而已。
All this fame and glory that you get from this world, they are all vain.
为了地位，为了名分，常常彼此辱气，互相嫉妒。
In order to gain fame and and you always ended up with jealousies and hatred among people.
美国总统甘乃迪当了美国总统之后不久，哇，就被敌对的人砰砰两声就走了。
In the U.S., President Kennedy, after he became president, not long he was shot.
人太太都被人家接收了。And
his wife was remarried.
我这次到多伦多。
This time I went to Toronto.
信徒带我去访问。And
members brought me for visitations.
要进去的时候。
And before I went in.
就脱了鞋子，穿拖鞋，我就顺便拿一双给那个
And before I went into the house, I took a pair of slippers for myself and another extra pair of slippers for the brothers that brought me to the house.
他很紧张说：“长老不可以，你是长老，你不要让我折寿啊！”
And he was very quickly responded to me that that you are an elder and you should not do this to me. I am not worthy to receive this honor. To him that I'm an elder and I'm just a brother and I'm not worthy to receive such an honor.
我说, 哎呀, 主耶稣是荣耀尊贵的时, 上且洗我们的脚, 我们, 我拿一双拖鞋算什么?
So I said to him, and who am I when I compare to our Lord Jesus even washed our feet.
但是有很多人就非常啊, 看重地位, 名分。
But however, this is what it is. A lot of people would just look at fame and status.
结果常常就彼此嫉妒互相啊, 惹气, 怎么快乐得起来?
And this ended up in hatred and envious, and therefore there is no joy among them.
有些人要追求快乐，就是尽情去享乐。
Some people want to pursue joy, so they would go into to enjoy themselves in things.
哇，吃喝嫖赌玩乐什么通通来，尽情享受。
They would enjoy all kinds of entertainment in order to satisfy their heart.
那他得到真正的快乐吗？
So do you think he really received true happiness?
不可能的。
It is quite impossible.
我们不是常说吗? 乐极生悲啊。
什么意思?
就是箴言14章 13章14节所说的 快乐自己就生出愁苦来了。
Oh, that's so. In Psalm says, if you enjoy yourself, it will bring sorrow.
是，正念
a proverb. Sorry.
不对，对不对？ 对不起，14章13节哈。
Verse 14 was
14 14章13节
14:13
人在嬉笑中心也忧愁 快乐自己就生出愁苦 也就是我们华语所说的 乐极生悲嘛
So in laughter it may ended up in grief
所以摩西才说 我宁愿放弃埃及的地位、财富、享乐， 因为这不过是暂时的最终之乐。
And that's why Moses gave up his
希伯来书11章25节
gave up his title as the king of prince of Egypt in Ephesians Hebrews chapter 11 verse 25
这些财富、地位、享乐都是暂时的、最终之乐
all this among all this enjoyment will bring us sin
因为这些喜乐都是从外面来的
because all this joy all happiness all come from come out from the exterior.
你有钱财, 你有地位, 你在享乐的时候, 诶, 你觉得很快乐, 失去了这些, 你就没有快乐了。
Because all this enjoyment from the exterior, and once you lose this, you will lose your happiness.
喜乐啊, 的心, 那是从内心发出来的喜乐, 那才是真正的喜乐。
But rather, joy comes from the inside. It will bring you true joy.
出自内心的喜乐才是真正的喜乐。Anything
come from your heart will bring you true joy.
看箴言第十五章。
Proverbs chapter 15,
13节,
verse 13.
心中喜乐面带笑容心灵忧伤脸忧愁心灵被损伤能够从心里喜乐起来面带笑容不是皮笑肉不笑那才是真正的喜乐
A happy heart makes the face cheerful
如果你心灵忧伤忧愁那灵就会损伤连灵都会受影响
But a heartache crushes the spirit and that will make you suffer
在箴言17章22节
Proverbs chapter 17 verse 22
喜乐的心乃是良药忧伤的灵使骨枯干 心灵忧伤连骨头都会枯干
when you have sorrow in your spirit it will dry up the bones
喜乐的心才是良药
but a cheerful heart is a good medicine
所以啊 这个喜乐要从内心所发出来的
so the joy must come from within
那我们要怎么样让我们从内心里面发出真正的喜乐出来
So how do we achieve this?
看腓立比书第四章
Let us turn to Philippians chapter 4
保罗指示我们这个喜乐的秘诀
And here Paul tells us the secret
腓立比书第四章第四节到第七节
Chapter 4 verse 4 to 7 Philippians Rejoice in the Lord always I will say it again Rejoice Verse 5 Let your gentleness be evidence to all The Lord is near 6 Do not be anxious about anything But in everything by prayer and petition With thanksgiving present your request to God 7 And the peace of God and will transcend all understanding will guide your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus
要靠主才能够常常喜乐
Only in the Lord you will rejoice
因为主耶稣才是喜乐的泉源 喜乐的源头
Because our Lord Jesus is the source of our joy
所以主耶稣说在约翰福音15章第9节说我的喜乐若存在你的心里你的喜乐就可以得到满足
And our Lord Jesus in John said that peace may be with you and that the peace will bring you contentment
第9节第10节
到11节到11节所以如果
从主耶稣来的喜乐，我们的喜乐才能够得到满足啊！ 也就是真正的喜乐。
So only the peace from our Lord Jesus will bring us true peace.
所以我们要喜乐，要从主领受。
So when we want want peace, we must get it from our Lord Jesus.
所以保罗才劝我们啊，靠主才能够常常喜乐。
And this is why Paul encouraged us that we must rejoice in our Lord always.
劝我们要懂得信靠主。
Encourage us to know to rely on Jesus.
当我们懂得信靠主的时候，我们心中就能够常常喜乐。
And when we know how to rely on our Lord Jesus, only then our heart will bring rejoice always.
保罗说：“我再说，你们要喜乐。”
And Paul here says, "I will say it again, rejoice."
第二次的我再说是命令式的哦，信了主一定要喜乐。
The second sentence is a command that once you believe in the Lord, you must rejoice.
如果信了主不喜乐，那我们就辜负了主的恩典。
If you after believing in our Lord Jesus and yet you did not rejoice. Then you fall short of the grace from our Lord Jesus.
主耶稣说：“凡劳苦担重担的，都可以到我这里来，我要让你得到安息。”
Our Lord Jesus says, those who labor, you can come to me and I'll give you peace.
为什么我们不喜乐呢?
Why is there no joy in our heart?
就是我们没有靠主的心。
It is because that we did not rely on our Lord Jesus.
就是我们没有把这个忧愁、痛苦、重担卸给主耶稣。
This is because that we did not bring our burden, our sorrow to our Lord Jesus.
所以保罗说啊，我们要喜乐，最要紧的，要先让众人知道我们谦让的心。
And so a lot, Paul here tells us that we must rejoice so that people can see there is gentleness in you.
这个谦让的心呢，不是自己说的，是众人看出来我们有谦让的心。
It is not yourself that you claim that you have gentleness. It is rather people see gentleness in you.
什么谦让的心?
What do you mean by gentleness?
对神谦让。
That you are gentle to God.
对人谦让。
And gentle to man.
那你才会喜乐。
Only then you will have rejoice.
对神谦让就是懂得信靠主。
When you are gentle to God, that means you know how to rely on God.
懂得数算神的恩典。
And that you know that you have to count God's blessing.
懂得对主长存一颗感恩的心。
And that in your heart you are always grateful to Him.
既然我们相信主，主是全能的，神是慈爱的。
Since we believe in Jesus, Jesus is almighty and He's all loving.
不管主耶稣把我们摆到什么样的境界里面，我们都要感谢，这个才是真正对主耶稣谦让。
No matter what situation that our Lord Jesus put us in, we must all have a grateful heart to Him.
希伯来书十三章第五节。
Hebrew chapter 13 verse 5.
我们要以主所给我们为满足。
Tells us that we must be contented with what God given us.
我们能够知足就常乐。
When we are contented, then we will be happy.
但是我们对主耶稣常常没有感恩的心，觉得不够。主耶稣，你比较爱谁啊？为什么让我这么穷？为什么让我这么苦？
But we often complain to our Lord Jesus that we don't have enough and that we think we've been shortchanged compared to others and that we are suffering.
心中没有感恩的心，对主没有感恩的心，我们怎么能够快乐得起来？
And without that gratefulness in us, we would not experience the joy.
对主耶稣常常有很多的不满，那你怎么对主有谦让呢？
If we often have complaints in our heart, then we do not have that gentleness toward God.
一个对主谦让的人会顺服主耶稣啊对我们一切的所安排的。
A person with gentleness, he will always submit to whatever God has given us.
一个对主有谦让的人，他能够不敢靠自己，把你的担子完全的卸给神。
A person with gentleness, he would not dare to rely on himself, and he would give all things, all his burden and sorrow unto God.
因为主耶稣说，劳苦担重担的，都到我这里来，我要让你得安息。
Because our Lord Jesus says, those who are heavy laden, you can come to me and I'll give you peace.
彼得也劝我们啊，要将一切的忧虑卸给神，因为他顾虑我们。
And same as Peter, he encouraged us that we must give all anxiety to our Lord because he cares for us.
因为我们是神的儿女。
Because we are children of God.
但是我们常常对主耶稣不放心。
But however, we always do not trust Jesus.
我们常常坐在牛车上担担子。
We are always carrying our load even though we are in a car.
不敢完全的交托。
We do not dare to totally entrust into our Lord.
我们怎么会喜乐?
In such circumstances, how can we find joy?
彼得前书五章第六节。
1 Peter chapter 5 verse 6.
我们要自卑, 伏在神大能的手下。
We must prostrate against before our Almighty God.
那神就叫我们升高了。
Then He will rise us up.
我们要蒙福哎，我们要从主领受恩典呢，我们要先懂得自卑，伏在神大能的手下。
If we seek blessing before Lord Jesus, we must all prostrate before Him.
对神所安排的一切，我们都要从正面去看，不要常常只看负面的。
Anything that's arranged by God to us, we must look at the positive side of it and not looking it at a negative point of view.
让我们付出最大代价的是什么？负面的思想。
And what took away our joy is that we look things at the negative point of view.
有一个基督徒。
Once there was a Christian.
遇到海难。
When he encountered storms.
啊，还好，他抱了一块大木板、大木头。
And when he was in the sea, and he grabbed hold of a log, a big log.
总算呐，平安的被漂到海边去了。
And safely, this log brought him to the shore.
在一个孤岛上面。
In a lonely island.
啊，他说：“神啊，你为什么让我遭遇这个苦难呢？”
And then he asked God, "God, why did you allow me to encounter this tribulation?"
他天天祷告。
And every day he would pray.
啊，主啊，求你来救我脱离这个孤岛。
Says, "Lord, can you take me out of this lonely island?"
祷告了很久，主都没有回应，他都没有啊被得到拯救。
And he prayed many times, and it seems that God did not listen to him because he was not rescued yet.
他对神有很多的不满。
And then he became unhappy with God.
主啊，我不这么虔诚的敬拜你，信奉你。
He said, "God, I'm so fervent to you, and I serve before you."
为什么让我得到这个遭遇？
And why have I encountered this wreckship?
神都没有回应啊
！A shipwreck, sorry.
整天祷告没有用。
And God did not reply him, and he prayed every day, and no response.
后来就把那块木材啊，做了盖了一个小木屋。
And later on, he turned this piece of log into a small hut.
啊，总让他有一个啊住的地方。
And this hut would provide him a shelter.
他还是天天祷告主。
And yet, he every day pray to Lord.
主啊，你到底有没有听我祷告啊
？Lord, did you ever listen to my prayer?
有一天，他出去呀、找食物吃。
And one day he went out to look for food.
回来的时候，哇，那小木屋啊，着火了，烧掉了。
And whenHis return, he saw that his heart was on fire,
在那边痛哭
and was burned, and therefore he cried bitterly there.
啊，意思等于说，主啊，你为什么对我这么残忍呢？
And showing that God was very did not show any mercy on him.
我现在连一个栖身的小木屋都着火了，都没有了。
That even the little shelter that he had andwas burned up.
他感到非常绝望。
And so he was very desperate and no hope.
但是他累了，睡着了。
And he was very tired and therefore he was fallen asleep.
当他醒过来的时候。
And when he wake up,
看到有一艘船靠近了他。
And so he saw a ship came close to him.
把他救上了
，and eventually, he was rescued into the ship.
他就问这些船员：“你怎么知道我在这里来救我呢
？”And therefore he asked the skipper, "And how did you know that I'm here?"
啊，他说：“哎呀，我们来看到，因为你的房子烧掉了，冒烟了，所以我们远远就看见了，我们就过来看看，是救了你啦。”
And so they say, as we were getting close by, we saw the smoke on the horizon, and so therefore we came close and we saw you, so we rescue you.
因为我们常讲对主没有谦让的心。
And often we do not have that gentleness towards God.
我们常讲嘴巴说主啊主啊。
We often cried out, Lord, Lord.
其实呢，谁是主？
In fact, who is the Lord?
你自己做主啊。
It is you yourself is the Lord.
你虽然嘴巴说主啊主啊，不过是把主耶稣当作你的仆人，要听你使唤，这你的话，你叫他做什么，他就做，不做你就不满意，哎，就不高兴。到底是你主还是主耶稣是主？
You calling Lord and Lord is just like calling a slave and slave, 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 and you are treating our Lord Jesus as a slave, and you did not realize that you are in doing this manner, in going about, you are actually acting like a master.
所以保罗劝我们，我们要能够常常喜乐，我们就要让众人看出我们对主耶稣有谦让的心。
And in order, Paul encouraged us to rejoice. And in order to rejoice, we must let people see that we are gentle.
尊主伟大。
That we acclaim our Lord is the greatest.
哎，懂得啊，有正面的思想。哎，什么事情，懂得数算神的恩典，满怀感恩的心，你常常就喜乐。
And that we know how to have a grateful heart and always look things at the positive side, and always in this manner you will have a joyful heart.
我们对主有谦让的心，我们就完全的顺服主嘛。
If we have gentleness in our heart, we will then submit all things from God.
主耶稣不也是给我们留下榜样吗？
Our Lord Jesus gave us a good example as well.
他在各个他山上，他忧伤的几乎要死。
And especially when he was at Mount Golgotha, he was at a point of death in his sorrow.
他们怎么能够转忧为喜？
How could he turn that sorrowful back into joy?
顺服。
It's through submissions.
父啊，如果能够使这个苦杯离开我。
Says, Lord, if you able to take this cup away from me.
祷告是我们的本分。
A prayer is our duty.
哎，我们的权利。
And it is our right.
但是成全在乎神。
But whether it is fulfilled or not, it is up to God.
接下来主耶稣怎么祷告？
Then how did our Lord Jesus pray?
但是只要照你的意思，不要照我的意思。
Then he said, Lord, let it be your will and not be my will.
哎，这个时候天使向他显现。
At that moment, angels appear before him.
从天上是力量给他。
From above, power was given to him.
他的祷告的汗流如同血滴。
And his sweat is likened to blood.
哎，让他刚强起来了。
And this able to strengthen him.
从地上站起来。
He stood up from the ground.
就对门徒说，
And he said to his disciple,
你们还要睡觉吗？
Are you still asleep?
起来。
Arise.
出卖人子的人已经近了。
The betrayer of Son of Man, a Son of God, is going to come.
主耶稣能够从忧伤的几乎要死的境况里面，然后能够刚强起来。
Our Lord Jesus was sorrowful till the point of death, and then he was able to be strengthened and stand up on his feet.
就是顺服的心。
And it's all through a submissive heart.
愿意服在神大能的手下。
Able to submit to the powerful hand of God.
这是我们所要学习的。
And this is what we should learn from him.
不要什么事都看负面的。
And we should not look at things at the positive side, a negative side.
神的恩典呢，够你用。
A grace from our Lord Jesus is always sufficient for us.
是保罗身上有一根刺啊，他也一连三次祷告主啊。
Paul has three thorns on him, and he prayed three times to God.
但是主耶稣并没有把他身上的刺拿掉了。
But our Lord did not take those thorns away from him.
哎，只是对他说，我的恩典够你用。
But rather said to him, My grace is sufficient for you.
后来保罗明白神的旨意。
Later on, Paul understood the will of God.
神让他身上这根刺留在他身上，是为了不断地来提醒保罗。
God and Paul understood that the thorn that was in him is to remind him.
他虽然满得神很大的恩赐啊啊，被提到第三层天，甚至呢可以叫死人复活，但是保罗没有办法把他身上的刺拿掉。
He was able to be taken up to the seven heavens and also have the power to resurrect the death, and yet he was unable to take away this thorn.
后来保罗对身上这根刺有他正面的看法。
And later on, Paul looked at the thorn in him as a beneficial to him.
怕他恩赐太大，因此而骄傲起来。
And that would be on the positive side, and that knowing that God, that if that was taken away, he might be proud.
耶稣借着他身上这根刺，不断地提醒他，保罗，你算什么？你不过是我使用了一个器皿而已，你没有什么可夸的。
Our Lord Jesus wanted this thorn to be on Paul so that Paul can be reminded that he is nothing and that it is through our Lord Jesus that he is who he is today.
这个器皿在这里，没有人动它，它没有作用了。
And that he is only a vessel to God. And if, look at this vessel, if nobody touch it, it just stands still there.
它不能发挥它的功能的。
It would not move and it cannot manifest its usefulness.
要有使用器具的人把它一动，它就发挥功能出来了。
Only a person comes along and push the button, then it will show what it can do.
所以保罗后来说，我愿意夸口我的软弱。
So eventually Paul said, I would rather boast on my weakness.
我什么时候软弱，我什么时候就刚强起来。
Whenever I'm weak, I'm strong.
啊，我们要自卑，伏在神大能的手下。
We must be humble and prostrate before Almighty God.
对人要谦卑。
Next is we must be humble towards man.
对人要有谦让的心呐、啊。
And that we must have a forbearing heart towards one another.
我们人觉得啊，这个最难处理的事情就是人事。
Things that are most difficult to handle are people's relationship.
有人就有事。
Whenever there are people, they are always problems.
宁可管理一百部机器，不愿意管理一个人。
You would rather handle a hundred machines, rather handle one person.
因为人最难管理。
Because it's very hard to handle person.
人有个性。
Because it has a man has personality.
所以常常人际关系搞不好。
And therefore, it is very hard to have good relationship.
就带来很多苦恼。
And consequently, it will bring a lot of sorrow.
最亲近的人，夫妻，为什么成为冤家
？If you look at the closest people around you could be your spouse, and yet you have quarrels.
为什么常常吵吵闹闹过一生
？And why would you have quarrels throughout your life?
就是因为对人不能谦让。
It is because you are not able to forbear.
总是想要驾驭对方。
And you always want to take advantage of the other.
你要听我的。
That you always say, you must listen to me.
结果就有争执。
In such a manner, there will be dissensions, quarrels.
腓立比书第二章第三节。
Philippians chapter 2 verse 3.
告诉我们，凡事不可结党。
It tells us that we must not have dissensions.
不可贪图虚浮的荣耀。
We must not greed after glory.
只要存心谦卑。
But we must be humble.
看别人比自己强
and see others better than yourself.
为什么结党？
Why do we have groupings?
为什么贪图虚浮的荣耀？
And why would you seek for vain glory?
就是为了抬高自己。
It is because you want to lift up yourself.
为了自高嘛。
You want to stand tall.
要叫众人服他嘛。
That you want to be lord over people.
结果谁也不服谁。
Consequently, nobody wants to listen to you.
谁怕谁？
Who would be afraid of you?
乌龟怕铁锤。蟑螂怕拖鞋。跟你拼了。
So people would rebel and would not submit to you.
就是意气用事。
Because you are so-called gutsy.
是。我们要让众人知道我们谦让的心，不只对神谦让，对人也要谦让。
So we must let people see that we have a gentle heart, and not only we are gentle to people, we must be gentle to God as well.
我们不是常说吗？退一步，海阔天空嘛。
Don't we often say that if we are able to step one, take a step backward, then we can see the next day.
我们常常啊。得理不饶人。
We always leave no rooms for people to turn back.
人与人之间常常要争一个理。
And often we always seek for the right things from people.
我对你不对。
That you always think that you're always right and the other person is wrong.
其实很多事情都是观念问题而已。
All troubles.Come from concepts, different concept.
我们那个就是四公斤人讲习会的时候，
哈。And I remember the seminar on the from the Hollywood seminar.
我给大家两张图。
Hollywood seminar. I gave you two pictures.
一张图，很多人开始哇，这个女人好像巫婆。很老好丑。
A picture, many people will look at this picture and see this woman as a ugly witch.
但是有些人看一样这张图，哇，是窈窕淑女，非常高贵漂亮的女孩子。
And other will look at it as a very classy, beautiful lady.
同样一张图
，It is same picture.
看法不同，角度不同，结果就不一样。
Look at it with a different viewpoint, and the result is a different view.
所以我们常常不要哈，主观太强，认为你看的就对，你说的就对。
So we must not look as if that we.That our view is always right, and we view others are wrong.
很多不愉快的事情，就是因为沟通不良。
And also many unhappy incidents happen is because of communication.
主观太强。
A strong opinion.
坚持自己的意见。
And insist on personal view.
结果呢，其实。大家都没有错，只是看法不同。
But actually, none of us are wrong because we have different views.
另外一张图不是吗？你从正面看是一个马的头，你把它转一个方向，它哇变成一只青蛙。
And also,
同样一张图
On the same picture, you look at it like a horse, and if you turn it upside down, it looks like a frog.
看的角度不同，结果完全不一样啊。
So if you look at from a different angle, then your view would be different.
谁错了？
So who is right or who is wrong?
都没有错。
And nobody is right or wrong.
只是看你用哪一个角度去看而已。
And it's the difference is depending where you stand.
所以我们对着呢要有谦让的心，才不会破坏了。彼此之间的和谐嘛。
So we must treat people with gentleness and to avoid differences.
啊，并且呢，要存心谦卑，看别人比自己强。
And that and another thing is that we must look at others that look at others better than ourselves.
一个存心谦卑的人啊，才会去欣赏别人的长处啊。
And only a person with good virtue will enjoy will enjoy others.
我在多伦多的时候，有一个弟兄联会的时候安排他做见证。
And in Toronto, during the spiritual convocation, I arranged him to bear testimony.
啊，他说他们信主之后，他太太改变最大。
And he testified that that since they believe in the Lord Jesus, his wife received the greatest change.
他说啊，还没有信主以前，他太太看他都是拿放大镜看的。
And before they became believers, his wife would always scrutinize him.
天天都在数算他的缺点。
And always look at his bad points.
啊，一不高兴，他可以三天三夜不睡觉，你就陪他不能睡觉。
And when she's unhappy, she won't sleep for 3 days and three nights, and you too will not be able to sleep for 3 nights.
他说。来信主之后，他太太完全改变了。
And after they believe in the Lord, her, his husband, his wife, has was a total change.
哎，以前是用放大镜看他的。
And his wife would look at him, his movement, everything he moved closely.
现在不一样了。
But now it is different.
信主之后，心中有主的爱。
And after believing in the Lord, in her heart there is love of Christ.
爱就有包容。
With love, you have a forbearing heart.
爱就有体谅。
With love, you are able to understand.
爱就有饶恕。
And that you are able to forgive.
哎，就如我们说，人呐、啊，看人哈、哦、不好的，十常八九。看到的人的缺点，十样有八九样都是缺点，都是不好。
And often, like the saying that you would, when you look at a person, you always notice the bad side of him.
他说信主之后，他太太现在看他呢，爱把他的八九点都遮盖了，只看他好的那一两点而已。
And now that his wife would look at his good points, and which is only maybe two.
他说：“我先生虽然什么都不好，但是最起码还有一两点可爱的地方。”
And she would say that my husband may not be that good, but at least he has only two points.
啊，所以啊，如果我们能够存心谦卑，我们就会。看别人比自己强，我们就会去欣赏别人的短长处，而用爱心包容人的短处。
If we have gentleness in our heart, we would then bear with others who has bear others with their weak points.
喜乐的心是从爱心生出来的。
A joyful heart came from a loving heart.
所以我们刚才。看的约翰福音十五章第九节到十二节。
So from John chapter 15, verse 12 to 15,
遵守神命令的，哎，就住在神的爱里面。
Those who have love abide in God.
神的爱在他里面，就让他的喜乐得到满足。
God's love in him, and therefore he will be in content.
一个有主耶稣爱的人。他才的喜乐才会得到满足了。
A person with the love of Christ, only then he knows how to live a life of contentment.
因为爱，主耶稣爱在我们里面，像主一样，我愿意为人付出，愿意为了爱人，愿意舍己。
With the love of Christ, we are able to love man, and we are able to sacrifice for others.
如果人与人之间单看到利益。你能够让我得到什么益处？我能够从你得到什么？那你 心中永远不会有喜乐。
But if we remain as a man and we always take advantage of others and in this manner, you would never have joy in your heart.
也得不到真正的朋友。
And you will never have true friends.
保罗接着又说。
And follow Paul encourages us.
主已近了，主已经近了。
And the Lord's days are near.
哎，我们有盼望。
Then we will have hope.
我们世上一切的荣华富贵，一切的成就啊，彼得说，不过像草上的花。
Then the glory, our status, will be likened to the mist, or the flowers.
草必枯干，花必凋谢。
That the flower, the flowers will dry up, and the flowers will withered.
一切都要过去。
And the grass will dry up, and
一切都要过去。
And all this will come to a pass.
哦，亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各这些啊，圣徒，为什么一直与世无争，过着帐篷的生活？
And if we look at the saint of all, Abraham, Jacob, and Isaac, they are all nomadic life, living in tents.
知道来世上是做客旅的，是寄居的，有一天就要回去了。
They know that they are visitors to this earth, and they are sojourners, and they one day they will return to where they came from.
有什么好争呢？
So therefore, what are they is to fight for?
啊，总要过去。
What you have, it will soon come.
主已经近了。
The Lord's days is near.
主再来就是我们呐、啊，这个盼望的实现。
That when He come, our hope will come to reality.
哎，世界都过去了，我们要进入永远的荣耀。
And the world will pass, and we will enter into eternity.
我们想到主见了、啊、我们这对世上的事情啊才看得开，才能够放得下。
Only when you understand that the Lord's days are near, that you are all, then you are able, to let go of the things that you are dearly hang on.
并且人与人之间呢、啊，也没有什么好计较的了。
And that you see that there is nothing, from people.
你又能够得到什么？
What can you gain?
几年前发生台湾呐游客到中国的千岛湖去，结果呢，因为潜入了白，这个在千岛湖很多人呐、啊、被打死了。台湾的旅客到中国千岛湖去旅游。
A tourist went in to China to a tourist and 他们去打枪，
哎，抢劫啊，很多人被杀了。
And
被枪杀了。
And they were on 在船是不是？
对。
And they were on a cruise and they met a bandit and a lot of them got killed.
哇。有一个非常侥幸啊，哎，还保住了命回到台湾。
It was pirate, sorry. And then there was one survival, and then he was able to survive and return to Taiwan.
后来他又到日本这个名古屋去旅游。
And later on, he would go to Japan and on a boat in a lake.
结果。飞机爆炸就死在名古屋了。
To a lake and then unfortunately the plane that was on exploded and fell into the lake.
该来的总要来，你逃不掉啦。
What is to come is to come and you cannot avoid it.
逃过了千岛湖，却死在名古屋。
He was able to survive in China, but however he.Died in Japan.
真的，世上有什么好计较呢？
So, in this world, what are they that we should be?
人与人之间有什么好计较呢？
That we should be calculative about, and especially among men.
很快就过去了。
Because time passed very fast.
要紧的，我们啊，哥林多后书啊，四章十六节到十八节说，要紧的就忍受世上这自斩自尽的苦楚，要忍受下来。
And that per Paul encouragement that we must endure，
才能够为我们成就将来那极重无比的荣耀。
If we can endure, then we will inherit the glorious reward in heaven.
最后，我们看诗篇第九十篇。
Let us turn to Psalm 19,
第十二节
，verse 12。
诗篇九十篇十二节
，92:12。
求你指教我们怎样数算自己的日子，好叫我们得着智慧的心。看十四节
，verse 14。
求你使我们早早保得你的慈爱，好叫我们一生一世欢呼喜乐。十五节
，15。
求你照着你使我们受苦的日子和我们遭难的年岁，叫我们喜乐。唱诗
，Let's sing him。